You ever wish you could record your drunk conversations? Well, that's what I do on the Intoxicated Podcast. Every Friday, I talk to friends, comedians, and various guests while drinking to showcase the conversations you'd only have at the back booth of a bar with close friends. It's a weekly drunk, heart-to-heart variety talk show and therapy session. Subscribe to the Intoxicated Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. That's Intoxicated, spelled T-A-L-K. Cheers.
This program contains strong language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome to Prancing. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen to.
Hello, everybody on the intertubes.
Hey, welcome back.
It is I, Mark Adam.
It is me, KTG.
Yeah, it has our names at the bottom. How fancy.
Just in case we forget.
Yes, for those listening to the audio podcast, this is the second week we've had the live stream video available.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So you can actually listen to the podcast and watch it on YouTube, or you can just subscribe to your favorite audio and all should be well. Hopefully, because the plan is never to rely on anything video-wise, but it's really cool to have the extra side of it. So if you're into that, check out our YouTube channel. Please subscribe.
Yeah, share, subscribe, come hang out with us. It's awesome.
Yes, we have many, many different things that we're going to be talking about today. But first we should tell you where you can follow us just in general. We are available on Facebook, so facebook.com/parenting. We're available on Twitter, so at Parenting Pod. Instagram, at Parenting Podcast. We're on Snapchat at Parenting, I think.
Yes.
We're on YouTube, obviously. I just mentioned that. Spotify, we're on iTunes, all that kind of stuff, like Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, everywhere that you
can.
All
those places.
Yeah, all those places.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. It's going to be quite the episode we have.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff that happened this week just in the world. So it's kind of going to be filled up with that, I think.
Yeah. However, that said, before we get to that, because obviously there's a ton of stuff in the news that we have to go over, I would very much like to
speak.
Talk about what happened to you this week before we go into the world of what happened in the world.
Yeah.
How was Katie's week?
You know what? It was a week. We had the kids, obviously. So it's hard because they are now, they're both just full tilt into sports, right? So it is, our weeks are filled with driving them around to games or practices or whatever. And like coming home late, eating late. It's just kind of like a rushed, the weeks fly by because it's so jam packed full of all of those things that it flies by. So especially this weekend, Jill is in a ringette tournament. So starting yesterday, they had a couple of games. They've got two games today and then possibly some more games tomorrow. So it's like a full up weekend. But I mean, this week was pretty tame, I think. That's what happens. There's not a whole lot that happened. I really wanted to like prank the kids this week, but I just never got the chance to. I was really hoping to do that, but it just kind of, it didn't happen.
That's an unfortunate state of affairs when you want to prank your kids and you can't.
I know. Anyway, but it was fine. And, you know,
when you want to prank your
but
kids
we had
and you
a,
can't,
we,
it's really frustrating.
Yeah, no, it was. I really was hoping to do that this week and we never got the chance to, which is fine. I'll get them one of these days. And then the only other thing that was traumatic that happened to me was that last night, Rod and I went to go do a shot and the shot glass had a chip in it and it cut my lip. So
that
was pretty traumatic.
Super traumatic. I
know.
How did you recover?
I drank more.
fair point. You know what? Nailed it. I want to point out to the people who are actually part of our live feed, it will possibly cut in and out a little bit. Wi-Fi being what Wi-Fi is, I don't have all the professional gear to send this to space on satellite and come back down. So
yeah, I'm way over here and he's way over there, meaning yeah, Halifax there's and Winnipeg.
so we have bandwidth issues that other podcasts don't have to deal with because they're usually in the same room, so they can just record it. But for us, I'm relying on the internet to send the signal to me, and then I'm taking that signal, and my computer has to send that back to the internet, and there's a lot of information transfer happening.
Yeah. In this, but it's cool. Like, we're trying it out. I mean, it's obviously, like you said, it's easy. It's easier to do it. Hi, Lex.
Right? He's so loud.
He's definitely loud. My cats are around me sleeping anyway. But yeah, no, it's cool to get to do this. It may be a little laggy, a little choppy, but it's really cool. I like it.
Yeah, he's been fed, by the way, because we all know that, I fed him, he ate, and now he's meowing at me because he wants my attention, not because he needs anything actually.
Yeah,
That's how cats roll. But I just want to remind everybody if there's some lag on Katie's part, if you're watching the live stream, if there's some there's lag on the feed, I apologize. We're doing our best.
We're trying, guys. We're trying.
Also, my daughter's here and she's in her room with headphones on and she can't hear us, but she forgets that I can hear her. And so she's in there yelling with her headphones on.
Nice.
Because she's singing along to whatever songs are on her tablet.
Perfect. Background music. I love it.
It's pretty awesome.
I love it.
After this, we're going to go do some, I don't know, we're going to play somewhere. Go to the mall, go to the play place. Maybe we'll go to the other mall and go to the Disney store. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. So anyway, my week was pretty tame, actually. We only had one episode, which actually happened today, about having the cell phone at the dinner/breakfast table. We had a little bit of an issue with that this morning. It was put your phones and stuff away. We're having breakfast. And then it was in a hoodie in the pocket and then was sneakily trying to horribly check the phone while we were all sitting there staring at each other. We're like, first of all, we can see it. And secondly, put that away.
You are not very, very sneaky, sir.
Yeah. So that happened just this morning. So nothing really crazy happened. It was just, life happened. What happened with you this week? I need to get the update.
Well, my daughter is lovely. I just want to start with that. She's
love it.
She's so sweet. This week I took a fall at a hockey game. I was playing outside and, it was an outdoor rink and I fell and it was weird playing for 3 hours. And this was in the middle. So hour and a half in, and I fell and I crushed my hand and I had no idea. And I just played for another hour and a half. And so, my hand got real bad and I couldn't figure out if I broke a bone or what. And I went to the doctor and it turns out I pulled and messed up a bunch of ligaments in my hand. And so there was some swelling and stuff. And I'm on ibuprofen 3 times a day right now to keep the swelling down and stuff until my hand has a chance to recover. But before I knew if it was broken or not, every single time Amelia would come into the room, she would go, "Papa, can I see your hand?" And she would hold my hand and then she would just ever so gently kiss my hand and be
"Oh my God,
I want you to feel better." It was the most, it was adorable. I don't know how to describe it to you how adorable it was every time she came into the room.
She's so cute. You know what?
She's pretty awesome.
Speaking of you getting hurt, we're not at the tweet part yet, but I read something earlier this week that really made me laugh, but then, because it made me think of Rod, but then now that you said that, it makes me think of you as well. So I'm going to read it to you because I can, and that's how this works.
Okay.
But this guy tweeted, it was November last year, but it's at Dad and Buried, and he said, "I was playing outside with my kids and I tried to jump over something because I forgot I'm 40. Anyways, who wants to sign my cast?"
That's
so
amazing.
That's for you. You're not 40, but you know.
I, well, no, but I'm no spring chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Just last night, there were my neighbors upstairs were being real loud. It was like 9 p.m. It didn't bother me,
mm-hmm.
but like they had some people come over, and then the music stayed super loud, and I was like. I wasn't upset. I wasn't like, ah, those kids need to creep it down. I wasn't like full like 100% old man.
Yeah.
But my old man brain did engage because I was like, how are they going to communicate?
Yeah.
Like, how can they talk? Because it's so loud. How can they speak to one another? That was my concern. I was actually legitimately concerned that they wouldn't be able to talk.
Like, but that's how are they communicating with each other? Yeah. People don't do that anymore.
Okay, yeah. So I'm not over the hill by any stretch of the imagination. I've noticed changes in my own behavior and thought mm-hmm. processes. Like the other day, I was at work and my beard was all disheveled because I was doing a bunch of stuff. And I work in fine dining, so I'm trying to. We have these mirrors everywhere, so you can see yourself and fix your. And I was like, you know what? Like, wouldn't it be handy if I just had a comb in my back pocket? I'm like, no, carrying a comb all the time is like a gateway to old manhood. that thought crossed my mind.
Is that how that happens? Is that how like getting old happens? You just all of a sudden have this like thought process of, you know what would be great?
I don't know.
Close. Yeah, it was close.
So I was rather upset.
At yourself for thinking that.
Yes, yeah. At myself. So here's what's going to happen now. We've got so many things to talk about this week. I'm afraid if we don't start talking about them, we're actually going to not have time to get to everything.
Yeah, I know. Well, Adam and I, we talked a little bit last night just to kind of go over a couple of the things that we wanted to talk about today. Just like sometimes like we'll just kind of think of, oh, here's one thing I don't want to forget to talk about. And then then there was just so many. I'm like, okay, this is a long list. And that's literally what we're going to be talking about today. But there was a lot that happened this week. There was a little bit of, you know, controversy, a little bit of stupidity, which is normal, like every day on the internet. So I'm pretty excited to get things going today.
Yes. So item one is that, and you were the one that posted this originally. So why don't you talk about this for a second? Because as a father whose daughter is here, I did forget to give her a snack and I just remembered.
How dare you?
If I don't do it now, she's going to come out here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't need her listening to the things that we talk about. So you explain what happened.
Okay.
And then I'll come back. I'll be back in like less than 30 seconds and we'll talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. We'll
miss
you. By
the way, everybody listening to our podcast, this is how organized we are.
Yeah. Right? You're welcome.
So, yeah. So here you go. I will be right back.
Oh, we'll miss you. We'll miss you intently. Okay, guys, so what we were talking about, or what we were just mentioning, is that I found I saw something posted this week where it was terrifying, but it was a toddler who was thrown from a moving vehicle, fully strapped into their car seat, but the, there's a piece of a car. I mean, if you're parents, you obviously know this. But there's like a bottom piece that gets strapped in to the car. And then there's the car seat part that goes on top of it and is supposed to like latch in there, which apparently didn't happen. So it didn't latch. Not sure what happened. But there was a gentleman who was driving who has one of those dash cams in his car. And so he unfortunately was the witness to this and caught it on video. So it's on our Facebook page. You can go and check out the actual video itself. The kid's fine. Like, she was totally fine. She wasn't hurt. But the whole experience itself was pretty insane. Because if you go and you watch it, what happens is clearly the door, the back door was also not fully closed somehow. So when the mom who was driving.
There's a lot of questions about it, but yeah.
A lot of question marks. Not sure how it all happened, but it was just a plethora of shit that ended in this like horrible thing that happened, which could have been way worse, but thankfully it wasn't. But the anyway, so in the video you'll see that the woman who was driving this car was taking turning right, and as she turned right, the door came open and the kid, the top part of the car seat, flew out of the car onto the street. And it is absolutely terrifying to see. I mean, fortunately, how she fell out, she fell like, she didn't go like face first is what I mean. Like she fell out like on the actual car seat, thankfully. And, but the mom didn't even realize, she just kept driving. Like this guy stopped and was like, oh my God, I got out of the car and grabbed the kid. And they were trying to like flag the mom down, but she was like gone.
I don't know.
How, and this
that,
was
how does it okay, so baby not secured, door not secured, mom was not paying attention, she was actively trying to lose this kid. like there's a lot of like, how did that happen?
Yeah, right? Like it's not, it wasn't just one thing, it wasn't like a weird crazy thing, it was everything.
I have been in the middle of the road in traffic and have Amelia go, Papa, you forgot to buckle me up. And I'll look back and she's sitting in her seat, but she's not buckled in. That's happened.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. That happens to a lot of parents. Believe
yes.
me.
Yes.
Because I felt so bad and I went and looked it up. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
So it's fine. I felt a little better. I still felt super guilty. And I am super anal about making sure she's buckled in now.
Yes.
Because once is all you need for as a parent to be like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, and it's completely understandable. Like, I get that. Like, when you have, especially if you have multiple kids too, but like, you get very distracted. Like, I get distracted on the daily when it comes to doing things. Like, you're like, I don't know. We've talked about it before. You like walk into a room, you're like, why am I here? Or when I've done it before where I went to go back out of my driveway and I still had my emergency brake on. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with my car? Like, why am I not moving? And, right? So, like, I get it. Like, I get that you can get really, whether it's stressed, like, busy, rushing, whatever it might be to try and get to point A to point B. So, I get it, for sure. And this wasn't like a, you know, to bash the mom, be like, you know, you're a horrible mother. It was like, how the fuck do you go from putting your kid in the car to somehow it flying out of your car and you not notice? That's where the concern comes in. For me, I guess. I just couldn't believe it. And you have to go check out, this was in, I just wanted to look it up. It's in Mankato, Minnesota. It was in Minnesota where this happened.
Yeah. And that was, is there a date when the story came out?
Let me just double check. I just pulled it up here. And of course there's like a million ads because internet. This happened January 15th. So just a few days ago, this week.
Okay. Crazy.
Yep. Yep. So, anyway, it was a 2-year-old, by the way. It was a 2-year-old girl. And so of course the dash cam caught it all. And thankfully she was, you know, taken off of the road safely. And they called paramedics, she's fine, whatever. But they did, the police did formally charge the mother with child endangerment. She was formally charged for that incident.
That's pretty insane.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely insane. Cause I would think that if they did where they have formally charged her with child endangerment, there must have been, I mean, it could have just been everything. Obviously, like if they pulled her over and the kid wasn't properly strapped in, that would be something else. But where the kid actually flew from the vehicle, it could have been really bad.
It could have been catastrophic, to be honest.
Yeah, 100%. And I just think about it too. Like when you think about like if something like that happened and then you were the person behind them, and like I don't know how I would ever.
Yeah, how do you recover from hitting a child with your car?
Mm-hmm. That
how
would
do you
be,
recover?
Yeah,
the answer is you don't.
Right.
Hey, and remember that time you ran over a kid?
Oh my gosh! Like that. Oh,
like,
I can't.
Imagine.
No, I can't. I just can't even imagine living with that. Like not even your fault. Like it would just something so crazy like that happened and. I don't know. I don't know how I would ever like live with that. Probably therapy of some sort, because you have to, I don't know how you get over that. I would be traumatized.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And it was, it's one of those things where I'm like, I'm okay. Like, I was like, I'm okay to talk about it just because, she's okay. Like, the little girl was okay, thankfully. I think I would have a harder time talking about it if she wasn't.
Uh-oh. We have an ad playing in the background here. Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, what ad was it?
It's the,
Our Intoxicated Friend
podcast. That ad was not supposed to play yet. I will play that later. We'll do that again when it's supposed to happen.
Stop clicking things.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We forgive you. If anyone that's listening at this point, you know how we roll. So if you expect anything less, I mean, you're you're here with
I'm
us.
Sorry. Listen, again, I'm the host and I'm trying to run the podcast through my live stream app.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things happening in front of me. And I apologize. I clicked on the wrong thing. And
we forgive
I
you. It's
everything.
Okay. No,
I ruined
we,
everything.
We forgive you. It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
It is all right. We do forgive you. Anyway, so that whole thing was insane, and...
Speaking of insane, can we move on to the next story?
We sure can. Move along.
Because it's... Speaking of insane, it's just absolute mental... I can't...
Speak?
my brain doesn't process the stupidity of the next one.
Yeah.
Because...
I'm ready.
Teens, this is the headline. So you can imagine how the rest of the story goes. But okay, teens cause accident while doing the Bird Box challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen Bird Box, but I know enough about it to know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's blindfolded because there's these monsters out there. And if you see them, you go crazy.
Yeah, okay, that's the gist that I got.
That's the premise. No spoilers.
Yeah.
That said.
Never seen it. Don't know.
Yeah. So we can't spoil it for you.
Right. But however, there are a shit ton of memes out there about this movie, which I hear are hilarious, but I don't get the references aside from them being blindfolded because I haven't seen it. But yes.
Yeah. And luckily, memes are one of those things where you don't have to have seen it as long as you understand that. So, you know, people walking by the kiosks in the mall and they're like running like with blindfolded so they don't make eye contact. Like.
Yes. Like, yeah. I get that.
You don't have to see the movie to know why that's hilarious.
Right.
So it's good. But this is not hilarious. Teens cause accident while doing the Bird Box challenge. I am absolutely mind blown.
Yeah.
That this happens. So it's
like this is the actual picture.
Yeah. So this is the actual photo from the article. I can't. They covered their windows and were driving.
Oh, they covered their windows, so they weren't blindfolded.
Yeah, they because in the movie they have that scene that it's in the previews where they're all in the van and they have the windows all blocked out so they can't see whatever's outside.
Oh.
Whatever's outside the van.
Okay. Right. Okay, I thought they were just blindfolded and driving. I didn't read the whole article. I just saw that and was like, that's insane.
So they had blocked all the windows so they couldn't see and were driving.
I don't even have words for this. Like, this is the crazy thing, is that I've seen, when this all started, because when the movie came out, and then there was everyone kind of, you know, this Bird Box challenge became a thing. And then the people who made the movie had to like come out and be like, I can't believe that we actually have to say this, but please don't fucking do this. Like, what is wrong with you people? But they do. This day and age, they have to like tell people not to do shit like that. They're going to anyway. It's unreal. I don't know. I have no words for this one.
It hurts my brain.
Yeah.
It hurts my brain.
Yep. Yep. I don't know. So, okay, what they said was, here's the actual tweet. Netflix tweeted it. And it was, can't believe I have to say this, but, in all caps, please do not hurt yourselves with this Bird Box challenge. We don't know how this started, and we appreciate the love, but boy and girl have just one wish for 2019, and it's that you do not end up in the hospital due to memes.
Seriously, though. But I mean, is anyone surprised about it after the kids were literally eating poison Tide Pods? Is anyone
No, this
shocked?
Is what I mean. This is what I mean. This is what happens in this day and age is that, I mean, I'm all for the old saying of basically take off all the warning labels and just let the world figure itself out. Because
the problem is, like, Tide Pods, that's one thing, right? Because
yeah.
The kids are stupid, and uh-huh. if they die, that's good. No, that's not what I meant. You know what I mean?
Natural selection, right?
There's it's a certain amount of Darwinism here. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That said, this challenge with the kids in the stupid car.
Mm-hmm.
See how there's another vehicle involved?
Mm-hmm.
That's not just the
you.
Problem.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's the problem.
Your choices are now affecting everyone else. I don't care if you want to go and hurt yourself or be fucking stupid. Do it on your own time. But if you are, same with people who drink and drive. You're putting everyone else at risk, right?
Speaking of drinking and driving is illegal. Being high and driving is illegal.
Right.
Texting and driving is illegal. What the fuck make you think that this was okay? What makes you think this is okay?
I know. And it's not okay. This is the thing. It's like, oh, let's fucking do this blindfolded. I don't know where you go from watching that movie to let's go drive my car blindfolded. Like, how do you get there?
Probably the high thing or the drunk thing, one or the other. But the point is, how stupid is this?
Yeah.
How poorly educated are these kids?
Kids do stupid shit. Uh-huh, like, I get it. Oh. Like, I've seen
don't
it.
Don't even
I've,
get me started.
Yeah, we've all been there, and we all know people who have made very stupid decisions. And it's just, it's one of those things, it's another one of those things where, yes, you want your kids to sometimes learn the hard way, because you can only warn them so much, and sometimes they have to go through it to learn from it. Like we talked about in our last podcast about the whole photos, sending that, you don't want them to learn from that. This is another one of those things. I don't want you to kill someone, yourself, your friend, or whatever, to have to learn a life lesson and have to live with that the rest of your life. This is not one of those things that, oh, let them figure it out. Fuck no. Don't do this shit. It's fucking stupid.
Exactly like drinking and driving. Exactly like being high and driving. Exactly like texting and driving.
Yeah.
Don't do it. You don't need... Please don't learn that way.
Yeah.
Don't learn your lesson by either being dead or having someone else be dead.
Exactly. Exactly. Like you are altering lives, and not just the person that you may hurt or yourself. You are affecting everyone else in that person's life. So it's one of those things. But I know kids don't think like that. They don't like, I remember being that young, and I remember being around boys and girls that just, you think that you're invincible, that nothing, whatever it is, isn't going to happen to you. And
yeah,
that's
like, nothing can affect me because I'm the shit.
Yeah. It's just one of those. It's just, it, you know, I know it happens, but it won't happen to me until it does. And then, like I said, you don't want that to be how you learn something like that.
That would be the worst way to learn any lesson, is for you to die, for your friends to die, for some stranger you don't even know to die.
Yeah.
Imagine you killed some kid because you ran over some pedestrian in their stroller at the crosswalk. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I can't get over the level of stupidity that exists in this story.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I just don't. The sad part is, though, I almost think that most people might be numb to this to a point. You know what I mean? Like with the whole Tide Pod challenge thing, whatever. Like, oh, this is just another one of those stupid things kids are doing nowadays. Like, it's not even. No one's surprised, I guess, is what I mean. No one's shocked anymore about this stuff that's happened. Like, oh, yeah, no, that makes sense. It's fucked up, but it's, like, true. Yeah. Like, that's how I feel about it. I'm like, even when I first saw it, I'm like, yeah, I can see that. Like, that's just the world we live in now.
Yeah, no, that blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Blows my mind.
Yeah, I am, I don't honestly have much to say about it other than what the actual fuck. And I really, what I would love to know, though, I might... I don't think it actually said it in the actual article itself, but I would like to know what the consequences were for those boys. Like whether, because for me in an instance like that, that it would be, you no longer have your license for a certain period of time now. Like, you clearly don't make good decisions being in a vehicle, so we're going to just take this and let you reflect on what you just did. I don't know what it was, though. I don't know if there was a follow-up to the article. I didn't look at that today. This was, I think it was posted earlier this week, but, I mean, I'll have a look, but I don't know if there was an actual follow-up to this, to actually what happened to those boys.
I'm sure there was. I didn't share it to our Facebook page, and we'd have to do some digging.
Yeah.
I kind of think it's irrelevant to the conversation we're having.
Yeah.
The point is...
Well, I mean, I'd like to just know...
Let's never do this again.
Right.
Is the point. Let's not let our kids be this stupid.
Right. But I think my point of wanting to know kind of what the outcome was is because I think it's really important that they are held accountable for what they did. Like, not just a slap on the wrist saying, don't do that again. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that wouldn't be enough in this kind of situation. I get it. I get what you're saying. Like, you know, yes, we need to be, hey, let's teach our kids not to do shit like that. But I mean, I think probably more of the punishment would come maybe on the parents' end, not necessarily the legal side of it. But I just would think it would be, I'm going to take these keys for a while as the parent.
No shit. Like, I just can't get over the level of an unchecked stupidity. Because. Yeah. You know, how does a kid get out in the car with this? How does it go from... I don't get it. Like, yeah. I'm with Netflix where, like, we don't know how this started.
Yeah.
But
please stop
don't,
it.
Please don't be stupid. Yeah. You know? It's not worth it. It's not... It's...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
I know, it's one of those things... It's hard to wrap your head around and actually say, please don't. I don't know how we got here, but please stop.
Yeah, it hurts my brain, and I don't want to think about it anymore.
Okay.
So, we have other subjects to talk about.
Uh-huh. Bring it up. Let's do it.
before we get into the big controversy of the week.
Yes.
Which everybody knows what it is.
Uh-huh.
Before we get into that, let's talk really, really quickly about... Because we can go over this real quick, okay?
Yeah.
You had shared an article that said, study finds kids are most misbehaved around mom.
Mm-hmm.
Most misbehaved around mom.
Yes.
So, care to chime in?
Yes. So, I guess my initial comment, when I posted it, I initially had said... I agree, but I also think that it should be more of kids are most misbehaved around their parents.
But the study was about whether they're more misbehaved around dad or mom.
Right.
It was more, a differentiation between the two gender roles.
Right. And so I wasn't trying to be like controversial against it should be all parents and trying to include everyone. Yeah. I just feel
all parents
like
matter, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, I meant it more of, yes, I agree that, I feel like maybe the mom role, whoever that might be, like kids will push that certain person. And I think it all comes down to what the actual, story was about was how the kids feel safe and comfortable and they feel like they don't have to be on their best behavior when they're at home because this is like their safe zone. So that's the only reason I meant that is because I feel like, you know, I've seen it go both ways between mom and dad where the kids kind of push, but it's at home and you're like, what the fuck? And then you like talk to other parents and like, oh my God, your kid's fantastic. And you're like, who the hell is this person that you're talking about? But I get it.
Have you met my kid?
Yeah. Yeah. But I agree. Like, I feel like I do think that it's great that your kids feel like their home is their safe zone, which they should. They should feel like this is where they can, you know, relax, like, more. But it's just, it's hard, I think, on parents because, not that I want my kid to be, like, constantly on their best behavior because I'm not constantly on my best behavior. And I also think that my home is my safe place and this is where I can decompress, right? So I feel that that's also very important. And, like, you had said to me before about, you know, about just talking to your kids. So it comes down to, I worked all day, I'm tired. My kids were at school all day, they're tired. We get home and we both just want to decompress, right? And I think that's where the butting of heads happens. You just have less patience for things. You know, the kids are just tired of being told what to do. Like, it has like a whole, there's a lot going on. So I think that the study was I think it was great. I honestly think it was great. I think it was very cool to kind of see that the kind of sort of reason why kids act up more at home around their parents than when they're like at school or at someone else's house, per se.
Yeah, because nobody wants a kid that's on their best behavior at home. I'm kidding. Everybody wants that. It's never going to happen. We as a society, it's not set. We're not set up to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, your sister, Amanda, she had commented on that, I believe.
Did she? I must have missed that.
I thought so. I just want to, of course, my Wi-Fi is being taken up by what we're doing. So my phone doesn't want to work with me right now.
Just like destroying your Wi-Fi.
It's just screen. Like, no, bitch, they ain't happening today.
Hey, listen, other podcasts have to deal with like being right about stuff and fact checking, and we don't have to deal with any of that crap. All we have to do is figure out how can we get more bandwidth.
That's because of
the nature of what we're doing here. So
yeah, this is our
first
struggle.
World problems, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Amanda, she did comment on it. She said, essentially, the fact that we express unconditional love to our children means that they're more comfortable pushing the boundaries around us than they are to others, like babysitters or even dads. If you're the primary caregiver, you'll be the one who sees the most tantrums. So I 100% agree with that, which is where I kind of said it goes both to mom and dad. It depends on the dynamic of your own household.
Exactly. Who's the primary caregiver? And I think...
Yeah.
They say moms so that moms will click on the article and then click on the ads and buy the things that their advertisers are selling. But to your point, it should be like whoever the primary caregiver is takes the most shit from their kid.
Right. And I think that's where it all stems from, right? Yeah. I 100% agree with that. So I thought that the article was quite awesome. If you haven't read it, just take a quick read. It's not like a super long article, but it is... It's kind of validating, I think. It kind of, because you sometimes feel like you're being a shitty parent because like, why did my kid always act up like this? Or why are they only like this to me? Like, am I going crazy? But it's kind of validating as a parent to be like, okay. Like, and it's so, nice to, yeah.
Okay. So Amelia, my daughter,
mm-hmm.
one of the most well-behaved children you will ever meet in your entire life. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But when we're home together and it's just me and her, it's totally a different dynamic. It's a different story. And she becomes this little boss, you know?
Yeah.
And her favorite show on TV is Boss Baby. I should have known. There were yellow flags everywhere. But
you were warned.
I'm kidding. She likes Dragon's Race to the Edge, actually. The How to Train Your Dragon Netflix show.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, she's constantly challenging me, but when we go in public around other people, she's the most well-behaved child you'll ever meet in your entire life in public.
Which is awesome. Know?
And it's not like she's super misbehaved at home either. Like, I'm super lucky. She is a bait baby, and I didn't fall for it. So I'm lucky on both fronts.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's one of those kids that makes you think, oh, parenting's easy. Let's have another one. And I... Nope.
Yes.
Nope, 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 nope.
Yeah.
Nope, nope, nope.
Not buying into that.
I'm not a fan of Tracy Morgan, but that's my favorite meme when I think about, like, having a second kid. It's just No. You ain't going to fool me, kid.
Fool me once.
Yeah, exactly. Let's move on. I think we've said enough about that. I think we both agree it makes sense that kids misbehave around their parents. It's not really a big shock.
Nope.
Especially if you're a parent.
Yeah, like I said, it's not a holy shit, I never thought of this moment. It was just one of those validating things to read. You're like, cool, I'm, yes.
So, to put that into perspective real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just point out
you sure can't.
when you're seeing a child misbehave in public.
Yeah.
That's as good of a tantrum as you're going to see, because they're way worse at home alone with their primary caregiver, aka mom or dad or
right.
Sometimes it's grandma. Like I don't want to pigeonhole the parenting process, some, you know, adopted parents, yeah. guardians, whatever.
No, it depends on the relationship that the kid has with whatever adult they're with.
Where they feel the most comfortable is yeah. where they will act out the most severely.
Yes, I agree.
So
totally.
When you see that kid losing his shit in aisle 4 of the grocery store, just feel for the parent who has to take that kid home
mm-hmm.
and have none of the safety of the public to protect her.
Yeah.
Or him.
Yeah.
Right? Just mm-hmm. saying.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
I hear you.
Yeah. So, moving on.
Yes.
Can we talk for a couple of minutes here?
Whew. I'm ready. Wait. Let me hear. Okay, I'm ready. Please go on.
I can wait longer if you want to get more, because we all know that's not coffee in the cup.
Way to out me. How dare you?
Yeah, I'm just not even hiding it. I put it in a koozie. Does that
cheers.
Make it, cheers. Does that make it hidden if I put it in a koozie?
Nope, but we'll go with it. Anyway, yes, this one's a pretty heavy one from this week, which I'm sure if you were on the internet at all this week, you know about it.
Yeah, so you can see it here at the bottom. Gillette challenges men to be better and teach better. There's been so much controversy about this.
Yeah, it's a big one. It was a big one this week.
There are men everywhere just losing their shit.
Yeah. There's people everywhere.
Because Gillette had the balls
mm-hmm.
to suggest that maybe not all men are amazing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you, Gillette?
Yeah.
How dare you?
How and it's like...
You have the audacity.
Mm-hmm.
Just the raw fucking audacity to say mm-hmm. men are not perfect.
Yeah.
Eat a dick, and Gillette.
Well...
That's been the reaction. That's not my reaction. I'm just,
yes. Yeah. No, that's what I mean. It's been that, how dare you bring up something like this where it's saying that, you know, men aren't just pieces of shit. They're taught to be pieces of shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's a harsh way to put it. But, you know, you get what I'm saying. It's like kids, boys, aren't just born that way where they are disrespectful to men and women. Like, this is a thing that is taught. It's the same with anything else with kids. Like, they are taught from who they are around to be and act a certain way. And Gillette was calling them out on it. And I think it was fucking brilliant. And if you haven't seen the video, it's up on our Facebook page. Go see it, because it is... I don't know if we were going to play a part of it or not, but it was...
I chose not to.
Okay. Yeah. So just
sorry,
go check it out.
I meant to discuss that with you. I chose not to.
No, that's
I don't
fine.
Want to play the ad. I just want to talk about it because
yeah.
I think...
You have to see it. It's not something you want to really hear. Like, you have to actually see it.
And that's the other thing. There are so many people out there right now that are going off on this ad because, how dare they say that? All men, da-da-da-da-da. But their next sentence will be, I haven't seen the ad and I'm not gonna because... And I'm like, well, how do you have an opinion about a thing that you didn't... experience
yeah.
firsthand.
That
makes no sense.
Infuriates me for people who say, I haven't seen it, but it's like, no. You don't have the right to say shit unless you've actually seen it, thought about it, processed it in your brain, and then you can talk about it. But don't sit here and tell me that this is bad because I heard everyone else saying it was bad, so I'm just going to jump on that bandwagon.
No, that's exactly kind of what I'm saying, right?
Exactly.
It annoys me so much.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is going on out there, where half of the people arguing against it are basically, they're people who haven't seen it. How do you
yeah.
have an argument against a thing you didn't actually witness?
Exactly.
You're going on like secondhand accounts.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And that's what I'm saying. I feel like, your thoughts or opinions on it don't matter if you haven't actually seen it to actually think about it and process it to what it means to you. Because yes, we all have our own opinions. We all have our own thoughts about it. And I'm happy to hear all of them, but don't put them out there and say, oh, I haven't seen it, but, cause then I don't care anymore, because you haven't taken the time to actually watch a little 2-minute video to actually gauge what it actually is about. Like, to actually watch it and think about it and see what it is that they're trying to say. Because it's like, in my opinion only, but if you are a person who sees that and thinks that it's negative, you really need to dig deep about how you think about things, because I in my brain can't see it as anything but an eye opener for people. And so I think the people who are backlashing on it are like, holy shit, how dare you call people out on this, even though it's true. I don't know. I have strong feelings about it. But one of my biggest things was the people who were like, I haven't seen it, but, and then I just stopped listening after that.
I would have to agree with you. It absolutely drives me insane that people are upset about it, but it drives me more insane when their argument is I haven't seen it. But
right.
Like being upset that this commercial exists that says, hey, there's masculinity, which is fine, but yeah, toxic masculinity is the problem, and mm-hmm. going, well, I love my masculinity. Yes, we get that.
Yeah.
That's not what the ad is talking about.
Yeah.
So stop changing the subject.
Being a dick and being
subject.
Masculine are two different things.
And my sister said, like, I, in a private conversation, not on, but she said, like, I'm a girl. I like makeup and I like pretty things. And my husband is a man and he happens to like motorcycles and sports where people hit each other.
Yeah.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And she's right. And she said, why should I feel bad that that's a thing? The answer is I shouldn't, because my man treats me with respect. He teaches our children to respect others.
Exactly.
He makes sure that he's not bullying other people. His kids aren't bullying other people.
Right.
That is what this is about. It's about teaching the next generation to be better while having a look at ourselves and seeing, is any of my behavior, is anything that I'm doing hurtful or damaging to others, essentially.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So
yeah,
it absolutely drives me mental to think that people are upset about an ad, you know, asking guys to have a quick look inside and see, am I a piece of shit or not?
Right, and it's also part of the ad is other men stopping other men from making those decisions of either treating people like shit or disrespecting somebody. It's like other men standing up to other men. It's not just women bashing men. This is not what it's about. So if you haven't seen it, it wasn't like women's, you know, because of this whole Me Too thing. And I'm all, you know, as a woman, I am behind any woman who has ever abused in any sort of way. Like, stand up for yourself. This is one of those things where it's not women bashing men. It's basically men calling out other men on the shit that they do, because there are some men out there that are like, you know what? We're not all pieces of shit out here. And it's other men saying, we're fucking taking a stand too, and we're going to call other men out on doing these certain things, like these behaviors towards women or other men or boys, right? It's like about teaching that respect. So
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, that's the core of this, right? It's not anyone bashing a certain gender. It's saying we're calling out people who treat other people like shit. And so with this whole, like I said, the Me Too movement and the whole everything else, it's separated the gender, saying it's men against women. And that's not what this particular ad was about. So I think if you really watched it and really thought about it, you would get that.
I have to agree with you. It's about changing the definition of masculinity to yeah. not include having to hit on and be, you know, that creepy guy at the bar to impress your friends. It's
yes.
about changing the definition of masculinity not to include bullying people who are weaker than you just to show how tough you are. It's yeah. about including those parts, keeping everything about masculinity we love, the sports where people smash into each other, all that. Because let's be honest, men like violent things. But if we can channel that into sports and all of our other hobbies and things of that nature, in our the things we like to watch on TV, the movies, the explosions, and da-da-da.
Yeah.
If we can just channel all of our aggression into that, as opposed to beating up this kid at the bar because he said that I was in his way or something.
Yeah.
You have a problem with... You know,
yeah.
We have to get rid of that kind of masculinity, not masculinity.
100%. I totally agree. Yes. I am with you.
That's... I think I sent the wrong headline up on the screen, but... The point. I got really excited about what's happening, and I was talking with my hands, and I think I bumped the button.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, but we're still talking about Gillette challenges men to be better and teach better. For those watching the video, I had the wrong headline at the bottom there.
We forgive you. We'll get there. It's all good.
I was being a little passionate about it, so I apologize.
Yeah, we forgive you. So I think it was a hot topic this week. I definitely have my burning opinions about it.
You should get that looked at.
Yeah, I'll go see my doctor. Thanks.
See, that's I threw a dad joke in there just to bring some levity to the table. Anyway.
Okay, so unless you have anything else to really say about it, I would love to take this little bit of a segue into something really positive. I guess boys, men, a positive note. So I think you have it all set up, but. There was something really great that we also saw this week. If you are watching, then you can see the post that's up there. So if you want to read it, that would be cool.
Yes, it's there's a picture of a bunch of boys in an elementary school with some teachers behind them, and they're all wearing shirts and ties and dress pants. And it says, a teacher at an elementary school in South Carolina wanted to help little boys with no dad at home, so he started a gentleman's club where these little guys dress up and learn to shake hands, make eye contact, etc. He even has extra jackets and ties for the boys who can't afford them. I think that's brilliant.
It's so fantastic.
I really, really like this. And was it you were the one that found that one, Katie, I think?
I don't even know anymore. Maybe. But it's definitely up on our it's up on our Facebook, right? I believe you put it up there. But I wanted to throw that in after the Gillette thing because it kind of segues into men teaching young boys how to be not even just respectful towards women or anything, just to know how to be a kind, respectful person in society. So I thought it was just really fantastic thing to put up there after something like that, because it's like, you know what, there are some really fantastic people out there who are really doing great things. So it was just kind of nice to put shed a little bit of light on that, because I think also the picture is freaking adorable. So if you haven't seen it, you need to go check it out. But they look so cute in their little suits.
There's all those kids in there. Yeah, they're they look so proud.
They
and that's do. A thing.
Yes, they look confident, and that's a big thing. They're just adorable, and they look very, very, very confident, very proud of themselves, which is really great.
And they should be proud, because they have a thing that they can be proud of, and this teacher is giving them that, and they're learning how to be proper gentlemen, and this exact thing is what the whole Gillette ad was trying to do, is get people to do more of this, to teach the next generation how to be respectful and polite and have these life skills that otherwise you wouldn't have. So I think it's genius, and I'm super happy that it even exists.
Yeah, me too. I thought that was really fantastic, and it kind of just makes you feel good about there are really great people out there. And like there really are. There really are great, fantastic, amazing people out there who are doing wonderful things. It's just, this is how our world works, where we a lot of the time mostly only see the negative parts, which is half the reason I don't watch the news and stuff, because it's a lot of negativity.
The news is depressing.
It is. It really, really is. And I can't sit down and watch a show like that, because I'm not someone who's, I wouldn't call myself someone who's uninformed, because I don't watch the news. I feel like I get my news in other places, but I also don't take what is told to me and just run with it. I do my own research. I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's look into this. I don't just take someone's word for it. So a lot of a lot of the news is very negative, I find. So, which is why I'm a person who does not subscribe to watching the news.
That's fair. And no one should take that away from you.
Yeah. Anyway, it's kind of nice to see there are, my point was, is that there are really great, fantastic people out here in this world. So it's nice to kind of just shed some light on that because, we don't hear enough about it. So
people are very, an absolute fact. That is 100% a fact. And, I think we've talked enough about this. I don't want to beat a dead horse. My opinions are very clear on, my personal social media as well as some other spots. So let's, move on to the,
to our top tweets.
Yes. I guess we're running out of time. So why don't we do that?
Yeah. I told you this is going to fly by. I knew it was going to fly by. Here we are. So I've got a couple. I'll read them out.
for the folks listening, we don't plan the top tweets. Katie picks the top tweets and then reads them at me, and then I give my reaction.
Yes.
So that's kind of how
it's not one of those things that we,
Originally, we had called it pro-parenting tips, but they're very rarely actually tips.
Yeah.
More scathing commentaries on being a parent. So we just turned it into top tweets. And if you have any suggestions, definitely tweet them at us at parentingpod. Mm-hmm.
Or if you see one, take if you see any that you think are really good, just honestly take a snapshot of them or whatever. You can send them to us. Tweet it at us if you want, or if they're just a meme or something, you can post it on our Facebook, whatever it is. Just send them over to us because I appreciate it. Although there honestly is a lot to choose from. there's a lot of great things out there, which is fantastic.
Yeah, excellent. Katie, top tweets, read away.
All right. So on the theme of the podcast today, I found this one. It's from @ParentNormal. On Twitter, and they had tweeted, "If texting and driving is dangerous, I don't even want to know how dangerous it is to be parenting and driving."
Oh, it's dangerous. That's such a good point.
Just throwing that out there with the kid going flying. I mean, just in general, parenting and driving, it's distracted driving, whether you admit it or not, it is.
How many times have I been sitting at a light? How many times have I been sitting at a light, mm-hmm. and Amelia's da da da, and you're leaning into the back and da da da, and you honk, and you're like, oh crap, and you're
exactly.
Like it's kids are so distracting. However, to the new parents out there of newborns or people who are about to have babies or whatever, I give you this piece of advice from my heart. Learn to filter that crap out because you're gonna eventually anyway. And in the car, that crying noise that you hear in the back seat, there's nothing you can, for a newborn or for like babies,
yeah,
like actual infants, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Right? There's you're not going to be able to do anything while you're driving.
Exactly.
So if you have a partner in the car, let the passenger deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You as the driver, ignore that. There's nothing you can do. That's my advice to you. You will learn that eventually. But I'm trying to speed up your learning curve maybe a little bit. There's nothing you can do. So let that kid
cry. And it's
like
get to your point B and then deal with it. Unless it's like a longer trip or something, find a safe place, pull your butt over. Yeah.
Like if you look in your mirror and all their play toys fell on their face and they can't deal with that. Like, and you know what the problem is, then at the next light, reach back, you can move that stuff. But I'm just telling you, if you don't know why that kid's crying, you're going to have to let them cry. And that's something you have to get used to as a parent is that you can't make all the cries stop all the time.
Right.
Kids cry. That's just how it works. That's how they develop their vocal cords that way. There's a lot of things that happen positive when they cry. You don't want your kid crying all the time. It's an instinct in you to make it stop. I totally get it.
Yeah.
My daughter's 4 to this day. When she cries, my heart dies a little. I get it. But my advice to you is in the car, don't let that kid be the reason that you get hit by the Bird Box challenge.
Oh my God.
Just saying. Anyway.
Fair. That's a great tip. It's a great tip.
That's my take on it. Go ahead.
I'm with you. Okay. So this one is from @playing_dad. And it is me before I had kids. I want to be that kind of parent that doesn't say no a lot. Me 6 years later. No, 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 no.
All the no.
All the no.
All the no. There's just no.
Yeah.
No. How many times did I say no earlier?
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's that, you know, that's where you see them from across the room and they're going to do something and you're like, don't do that. Don't. No. No.
Well, I also not just do this. That, but they'll ask you for stuff and you're just like, I want to give you the world. And then, you know, by the time that they're, you know, 3 years old, you're just like, can I have? No.
No.
You don't care what they're asking for. It doesn't matter. It's like, do I have to get up? No, you can't have it. Like, that sounds like a lot of effort.
Yeah.
So I sympathize 100%.
Yeah. I also do the no thing a lot with my cats, just saying, because they're little shits and they test my patience.
Cats are assholes. I get
but
it.
But anyway.
It's fine.
They are. Yeah, it's fine. We still love them. It's fine. Okay, the last one that I have for everyone and you today is kind of goes back to the moms out there, which also goes to the dads, but it's this one's
Don't
not a
forget
Twitter.
About us. We're people too.
You're people too. Love you. This one is not a tweet. It was just a meme that I found. So it just says, other moms, my kids go to bed without a fuss. Me, cool. Tonight I Googled tranquilizer darts for home use.
Yeah. If it were legal.
Yeah. It's just
many,
one of those.
How many parents would use tranks on their kids?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, gravel, Benadryl, they kind of do the trick too. Just saying. Throwing that out there.
Yeah, some parent the other day to me, they were at the restaurant and the kid was asleep when they got there and slept through the whole, like, lunch they were having. And I was like, that's really impressive. And she's like, yeah, you give them enough melatonin, they're gonna sleep right through till supper. It's going to be great.
Brilliant.
And I was like, oh, all right. She's like, I'm kidding. I'm like, we both know you're not. She's like, ha!
Ah. Love that.
Yeah. So
I love it.
Anyway, we're out of time. So thank you all for listening to us ramble on and on about all of this stuff that's been going on this week.
Yes, thank you guys so much. We super appreciate the support.
Weigh in. Message us. Yes. Post on our Facebook page. Again, facebook.com/parenting. Tweet us at parentingpod. Message us or comment on our Instagram photos at parentingpodcast. We have Snapchat now. We have no idea what we're doing or how to use that, but we have one.
We'll so figure it out. But message us guys, okay. Because what we'd love to do at some point is to have to read out your guys' comments or whatever on the podcast. Like, we'd love to involve you guys as much as we can. It's not just, you know, you guys having to listen to us yammer on for an hour. It's we'd love to have like your input.
Yeah, somebody shared something this morning with us that I posted to our Facebook page. That was awesome.
Did I miss that one?
I'm not Maybe. Sure. It was Shauna anyway. Something Phillips.
Oh, Shauna. Oh, I work with Shauna. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Yeah, she posted a thing to our page, so I shared it with us.
Oh,
so,
the dog. Yes.
Yeah, so I shared it to our page. Where did it go?
Yeah, it was...
It gone.
It was the she found her dog. Well, it was a meme that she found, but it was a picture of a you know, a dog, a full grown dog in the bathtub hiding from her puppies. And she's like, I've never related to my dog more than I have now.
Oh, hiding from the puppies. That's right. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That was super brilliant.
It was fantastic. So thanks, Amelia, Shauna, for that one, girl. Appreciate it.
Come up here, Amelia.
Come say hi, Amelia.
This is,
or bye,
this is,
I guess.
For the viewers, this is my daughter, Amelia.
Hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
Because remember, this is an audio podcast, so you have to be able to say hi to those people, too. How are you today?
Good.
Yeah? Did your batteries die on your tablet, and that's why you came to find me? Yeah, Papa gave you the tablet knowing how much battery was left, so I was off by 5 minutes.
Oh, so close.
We almost
made
it through this whole thing. Oh,
almost.
No, I just turned my volume off. Yeah, so
awesome.
This is say hi to Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Amelia.
She said hi, Amelia. You can't hear her because it's in my headphones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So you have your own podcast, which is pretty good. And that, by the way, is available on our Patreon page, which I haven't mentioned up to now. So, yeah, the smile on that face, because you know. So
go check it
Patreon
out.
Page, Patreon.com/parenting. Please become a patron. It really, the money goes to us. It doesn't go to some conglomeration and we get like a penny on the dollar.
Yeah.
We actually get almost all of that money. Obviously, there's fees for Patreon, but
we have some ideas, guys. Like, we are so pumped on giving you extra content that
we have some new stuff coming.
Yes, and we're really excited about it. So if you can, you know, sign up, or even if you know you can't afford, like, it's very, you know, you don't have to do like $20 a month or anything. It's, you can pretty cheap, but just any support helps. And if you can't, just share it. That'd be great.
She's just talking over here. Sorry.
It's all good.
You were pretending to be dead, but you weren't really dead, right? Was that a prank?
Pranky.
Yeah. See, this is why I pranked her and didn't feel bad about it.
Ooh.
Remember when Papa scared you with the mask? Was that funny? Yes, it was. You laughed your face off. And when you watched the video back, you said, "Can I see it again?" You thought it was funny.
It was funny.
All right. Okay. So we've gone a little over our normal amount of time.
Yes. Thanks for sticking with us, guys.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Did you just fart on me? That's what kids are for. Like, I was. Stop. You're turning my thing down again. She's just messing with all my stuff. I can't focus. This is why distracted driving. This is an example of distracted driving.
Distracted podcasting.
Yeah, seriously though, don't podcast and have kids. I'm kidding. Definitely do that. Okay,
guys. Thanks again for tuning in. This was episode 6. So thank you so much for listening, and we can't wait to do it again next week, episode 7.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
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 Bye.